thank you for your son. We thank you for the plan. We thank you for the bridegroom. And oh, the bridegroom cometh. He skippeth o'er the hills. Hallelujah. Lord, let us have that joy. Let us just rejoice, God. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We have joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, God, turn it on in us today. Let the Holy Ghost just enlighten the eyes of our understanding. Let us be these vessels, Lord God, that are fiery. Oh, passionate God, that desire, hallelujah, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Your word is true. It's yea and amen are the promises of God. And oh, the beauty of yea, these deep things. Oh, the exceeding riches of Christ that are ours. We give you the praise, the thanksgiving. May we see your face today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, God. Wonderful. Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew 8, this is a little section here about that centurion, Roman soldier. We've rejoiced over and over and over in this precious brother, a Roman soldier, a Gentile. Even at this time, praise God, that there was much to do about Israel and the Jew. But here we have this Roman soldier. Let's begin reading from verse 5 of Romans 8. And when Jesus was entered in into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. But speak the word only. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. I say to this man, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled. And said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. Now, brothers and sisters, the beauty, praise God, of simple faith. Of simple faith. And the simple faith is the Lord has said it, and it's so. I don't need a grand event. I don't need to see the sea part. The word of Jesus is enough. It's everything. The promises of God are it. He said it, and it is so. And once again, this wasn't a Jew. This wasn't one of Israel. This was a Gentile. This was a Roman soldier that knew that nothing was hard for Jesus. Nothing. Oh my. And this testimony of this Gentile, this centurion soldier of such great and strong faith. And it says here, as Jesus said, I have not found. Jesus is looking for this. He's searching this. He wants this. He desires this. This is such an encouragement that this testimony, praise God, of this man and this testimony of this Gentile of such great faith, praise God, is to us, brothers and sisters, because Jesus is searching for what he longs for. And what he longs for, praise God, is strong and great faith. Strong and great faith. Gentiles, brothers and sisters, that know that it's not by works, it's not by acts, but by grace through faith. And Jesus, as he shows us here, I'm just waiting to see it. I'm waiting for that faith. Hallelujah. Now, for us, brothers and sisters, We've been through this many times. I thank God. I'll tell you what, you need to take this encouragement for your life in everything, whether it's healing, whatever need it is, trust God. Trust the Word. Don't trust your feelings or how hard you pray. In Jesus' name, He said it, and it's so. I just stand on the promises of God. This Roman soldier, it didn't say he was a good man. He was doing whatever it was. It didn't say he went to church. It didn't say any. It said one thing. He believed God. Amen. He said, just speak it. Just speak it, Lord, and it'll be so. I love that. And we need to take that, brothers and sisters. But what would follow, and I think we stop so often in verse 10, but what would follow from this line of Gentiles with great faith, brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what, the hidden mystery is in verse 11. And what this is bringing us to is the same great faith, the strong faith that this man had, is the same faith that the Lord is looking for today. And the ones in verse 11 will partake of it. And let's read it together. He said, I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Isn't that a mighty thing? The Lord's talking about this beautiful experience, this wonderful testimony, all these things. But remember, this is the word of the Lord. Jesus, praise God, because He is, I am that I am. He's ordered everything. He ordered that event before time. But yet the beauty of the Lord, He was just waiting for the manifestation of it. And to see the grace of God working and the manifestation of the Word coming forth in the vessels of mercy, there's nothing more pleasing to Him or the Father. And so what we have here, brothers and sisters, is a gold mine in verse 11. That the Lord has encouraged us with this centurion, this Gentile of such great and strong faith. We need that same great and strong faith, which doesn't have any great presentation. It's not something that's paraded around. It doesn't need an event. It's just faith that is the great and strong faith that says, Lord, You said it, and it's so. It doesn't need a ceremony. It doesn't need acts. It's understanding the ways of God, and the ways of God are the Word of God. And the Word of God is it. And then when I get to the ways of God, I understand His ways aren't mine. So I know anything I'm naturally looking for, He's not going to do. I'm going to believe Him that it's already answered in Your Word. It's already been given. The way of escape's already been made. He's already met all my need. I'm just walking by faith, waiting for Him to make it manifest. Amen. Amen? So what we have here is it says it's from the east and the west. And that speaks of Gentiles, brothers and sisters. When it goes into the Word of God, He dealt with Israel, and then everything else outside of that was the Gentile nations. And so He's going to call these, as it says, I'm going to call them from the east and west. And those are the Gentiles that are like this centurion. And notice what He says to him, and they will sit down with. And He gets real specific who He's going to sit down with. He didn't say, you're just going to come and sit down with my people. You're just going to sit down with my king. You're going to sit down with Abraham. You're going to sit down with Isaac. And you're going to sit down with Jacob. Now, I can see people getting excited in here because you know now, and maybe you've known before what this is, but we're going to know it a little deeper yet today. And that's what this beautiful word does, is the Holy Ghost, He just takes us deeper into these chambers of grace, that we get more revelation in the things that we know. Brothers and sisters, when it mentions Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, those are the full overcomers of the Old Testament. We're talking about those that we find in Hebrews chapter 11. Those of truly the faith hall of fame. And it's not that magnified them. What it magnified was the promises of God. and how every promise of God is always inherited one way, by faith, by believing. We saw in there, it says, Samson, you find him in there. I've had people tell me what a defeated life, what an awful life. What, let me tell you something, it's how you finish. Amen. It's how you finish. And if you'll finish with full faith and full joy, I'll tell you what, that crown's looking mighty good. I pray you really understand that and understand God and his ways, brothers and sisters. He's not looking on the outward appearance. He looks on the heart. He knows who's going to believe him. And he brings us through these events. You look in Hebrews 11. Those were just folks that were full of mistakes. They were full of unbelief at certain times. They were full of not trusting God and going out in their own might. But they were always quickened by the Spirit. And they never wavered from that promise. It wasn't in my strength. Righteousness, praise God, is imputed by faith. Everything that was given to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob is because they believed God. The grace of God encouraged them to believe God. Now, you go over here and you said, well, brother, it says in Hebrews 11, you got the Faith Hall of Fame. And so we know who these Gentiles, and I'm going to start putting myself right there. I know who I'm going to sit down with. So let's journey on over to Revelation chapter 4. And see, over in Revelation chapter 4, I'll tell you what, there's a wonderful city. And in Revelation chapter 4, what you have is you have this vision of heaven. In Revelation chapter 4, we've just heard the trumpet blast. Now, anybody that has spent any time in the word of God and truly been encouraged by the Holy Ghost, know that there's a trumpet that's going to sound. And praise God, the dead in Christ are going to rise first. Then we which are alive, alive and remain, will be caught up together with them in the clouds. Hallelujah. We're going to meet Jesus, the bridegroom, in the air. And that's what this is about. And so what happens in Revelation chapter 4, John is being escorted in spirit all the way through to be shown these things. And at the beginning of 4, was the trumpet had blasted. And so what happens in chapter 4 is you have this vision of the throne and the throne room right into the midst of the throne of God in heaven. And you first see this precious throne and you see the Lord there. And the first company that you see with the Lord at that point that it says that are seated on thrones that are circled about happen to be 24 thrones. Those Old Testament overcomers, brothers and sisters, are those that are seated on those thrones. It says they have crowns on their head and they're encircling. 24 is a priestly and that wonderful number. An elder speaks of, as you get into the definitions and understanding in the Greek of what those words mean. It always goes back to talk about the priests of the Old Testament. It speaks of those elders that were of the Old Testament. Well, praise be to God. That follows the word of God perfectly, which we'll come to in just a minute. But let's read this together. So this is the very first thing that John sees is this company of these Old Testament full overcomers that are seated. Yes, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Here we go. Verse 4. It says, and round about the throne were 24 elders, 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunders and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. So here we have this beautiful company that's been assembled, those full overcomers in the Old Testament. But then wait a second. In verse 6, we see another company. They just would appeared. And before the throne, there was the sea of glass like unto crystal. And now, not around the throne, but in the midst, right in the middle, right in the center of the throne, and round about the throne were the four beasts full of eyes before and behind. As you go on reading through verse 5, it'll tell you that these four beasts, they're redeemed ones out of every kindred, tongue, and nation. And I thank the Lord, as we go through Revelation, we see that, praise God, that's the company that rules and reigns jointly together with Jesus Christ. They're the ones that aren't seated round about the throne. They're in the middle of the throne. They are glorified together with him. They do take the throne and rule and reign jointly together with Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And we've just been reading about and encouraged that the Lord's going to call those from the east and west. And have them sit down with. Oh my. Sit down with. Now, let's go back to our text. I've had someone tell me this before, and I said, well, yeah, that's interesting here, but it's amazing where the Holy Ghost can take your heart and let you make known these things. But in verse 11, it says many. It says many will come. Well, when we hear many, we think of a lot of number, don't we? Yeah, we do. Just be honest. Come on. So I know those that know the Word of God, well, you know, could that be the innumerable multitude and all this? Nope. Nope. It has a layer in that. Sure it does. And many does mean a great number. But don't limit the Word of God. Don't limit the Word of God. These wonderful words have such deep meaning. And there's another layer in this meaning. That word many means great and strong. Now what have we just been reading about? Faith. So many isn't number, it's the great and strong shall come and sit down with. And more perfectly, it's the great and strong in faith will come and sit down with. Amen. Do you have the great and strong faith to believe that you will sit down with? Or are you just wanting to get in heaven and just stand before the throne? And matter of fact, that's a difference, isn't it? Standing and sitting. Really listen to the Word of God. See, the innumerable multitude, they stand before the throne. They don't sit down with. They stand before it. And they wave palms. This precious encouragement to us is a calling, and it's coming out of a centurion soldier that believed something that was so beyond that I didn't need even Jesus to come into my house, and I didn't need him to lay hands, and I didn't need to have everybody else come over. I said, Lord, you said it, and it's so. And he performed this miracle. And what a miracle. And how incredible the miracle. How great is the miracle, praise God, of the Lord performing and bringing forth the bride for the Lamb of God in you? Huh? Is there a work that you need? Is there a deed that you need? Do you need to have an event? Do you have everybody has to walk around you and say, oh, what a great saint? That ain't the faith and the strong faith in this precious brother. And that's not the strong and great faith, brothers and sisters, in them that are going to win Christ Jesus as bridegroom. Great and strong faith is settled in him and his desire. I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me. I don't need everybody else to confirm it. I don't need everybody else to admire it. I thank God for whatever you see in me of Jesus, and I mean that, and I want you to see it. But that's him. That's going to be his work. Everybody worries about their testimony. He's my testimony. He'll make it known. He wants this to be hidden. He'll hide it. He'll hide the nose on your face. He wants to make it known. Let me tell you something. I know he's going to make it known. But I don't need it to be made known right now. I'm going to stand with him right in the midst of that throne. And he's going to make known to all that he loves me. That he loves me. That's exactly what that says. And I believe him. Speak it, Lord. Just speak it. Thank you, God. You've given me an ear to hear it. Just speak it. God help us to wake up, brethren. So, brothers and sisters, this word many, it's not necessarily talking about numbers. It's just like that little rib portion there, as it says that they're strong. Thou hast a little strength. You, if anybody who knows that is a Bible student there talking about the Church of Philadelphia, you're thinking right away, oh, you mean my strength and all. You look that up, it means little in numbers. Just like this word many. It doesn't necessarily mean numbers. It means great and strong. And what we're talking about here in context is great and strong faith. By the grace of God, get enlightened eyes of understanding tonight. You might be hovering above the pew here in a minute. Now, this centurion that we're reading about was a great and strong and faith Gentile. And as I said, he received that miracle, brothers and sisters. And just like those Gentiles that it's speaking of right here from the east and the west, they will sit down with the elect of God because they are strong and great in faith. They simply believe the word of God that it's true. Amen. Oh, I thank God for this. But we're not done yet, so you better hold on. We're going to sit down with. And I appreciated a brother that just quickened my heart recently in this. And I thank the Lord. We're going to sit down with. Once again, this isn't about standing. This is about sitting. The innumerable multitude will stand. They will wave palms. They will say salvation to our God. But let me tell you something. When you're talking about heaven, to sit down, you got to have a throne. You got to have a throne. And oh, hallelujah, we got a throne. And it's not 24 thrones. It's the very throne of the Lamb of God that we will share with him. Share with him. What does jointly ruling and reigning together with Jesus Christ mean to you? Does that mean he just kind of puts you off over here? Do you also read as he said, oh no, you're going to stand with me. I'm going to make known to all that I've loved thee. I'm going to make them of the synagogue of Satan come to bow down and worship before your feet. Well, let me tell you something. If there's any worshiping going on up there, I know who's there. It's him. So if they're going to be worshiping before my feet, I know where I am. I'm right with him, the one that, and the only one that is worthy to be worshiped. But he wants to share that with me. He wants to share that with you. You talk about the elect of God, brothers and sisters, this is the word of his grace. I know, you listen to sermons and different things. However Christ is preached, I rejoice. But brothers and sisters, what we have, we come in here and we're talking about what he has for the elect of God. The full overcomers, praise God, of today. Those that will come out of this time and not sit on 24 thrones around the throne. But he's got one throne, his throne, that he will share with you forever to rule and reign over everything and to be glorified together with him. All right. Quicken us, Lord. Now, we're going to sit down with. There are two incredible meanings in this word with. Yeah, two. First, it means at a later time. Now, think of that. The very first meaning, sit down with, means sit down at a later time. And who are we going to sit down at a later time with? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All right. So think of that. We know that those full overcomers of the Old Testament, they arrived there first, didn't they? Do you know that? Well, let's go back. Well, we are in Matthew, so let's go over to the 27th chapter. I love Bible studies and sermons. I love sermons and Bible studies. There are some, brothers and sisters, that received glorified bodies already. And those are the full overcomers of the Old Testament. When Jesus rose, when he rose, praise God, he had some, and we're going to read this here in a second, some were given their glorified bodies. Some came out from those graves. It said that they were seen of many, and then the Lord took them up. All right? Those are the likes of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Those are the ones that are seated right now on those 24 thrones round about, praise God, our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They're there. And the friends of the bridegroom, it says as well, they're there with him, the friends. And what they're waiting for right now in the Word of God is, it tells us, they're waiting for the voice of the bridegroom. Amen. Isn't that incredible? Are you hearing this? Amen. I take you through all these scriptures, but I'll tell you what, Jesus is coming by 12, so we don't have that much time. Amen. It's not about lunch in here. But it's the truth. And the Word of God says that those friends of the bridegroom that are with him right now, they're waiting for the voice of the bridegroom. Amen. That's the trumpet blast. That's his wonderful joy. That's the sound of the archangel, the trump of God. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. And that trumpet, I'll tell you what it's going to say. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. And she'll be gone. She'll just be gone. Praise the Lord. So that's what's going on right now. They are waiting. The Word of God also tells us this. Jesus knows everything except one thing. The moment and the time the Father will tell him to call for his wife, to call for that bride. That's why all of heaven, that's all they're focused on right now. Is it this moment, Father? And that's all the rejoicing that's going on, all of that incredible joy that the 24 elders have. And it's a representative number. There's more than 24. But it represents that Old Testament priestly number. And they're abiding and waiting in anticipation. Because what does it say? All of creation groaneth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Do you know how heaven feels about you? Are you too caught up into how you feel about you? Don't go there. You're lost over there. Let me tell you something. You're not going to hear that trumpet. You're looking at you. And you're not looking at him. Now here we go. Here's what it says about him. Let's read from 27:50. Now this is when Jesus, praise God, was crucified. And it says in 50, when Jesus had cried again with a loud voice, this is when he says, T-L-E-O, it is finished. He yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake and the rocks rent. Now listen to this. And the graves were opened. And many bodies of the saints. Notice it didn't say all of the bodies of the saints, did it? See, it just shows you right there. There's ranks in the resurrection. There's ranks in the resurrection of the Old Testament believers. Not all of those saints got their glorified bodies because they all weren't full overcomers. Amen. Know your word. I want you to know your word. I want you to go home today and say, thank you, Jesus. I know this. Thank you, Jesus. I believe this. This is how you step into bridal truth. That's how you step into being a ready wife. Because you know his word and you know he is faithful to his word. Do you know that he's faithful? That he saved you with his blood? Was that hard for him? No. This is knowing the truth that he's just faithful, period. And he wants you to know all of it. That's why he gave us the Holy Ghost, so we could be led into all truth. Yea, the deep things of God, this mystery that was hidden, that here it is. And we don't have time to miss this anymore. By the grace of God, get in and get it in you. But here it says, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. They went in and they sat down on their 24 thrones. Hallelujah. They're assembled, they're gathered there, and they're waiting. And just like I said, the very first meaning of this word, sit down with, means at a later time. But that time, I'm hoping, is today. They've been waiting a while, a little over 2,000 years. Yeah. But a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day. It's just glory. It's just glory. But you see, it was those Old Testament believers. They sat down first, praise God, and the bride is going to be gathered up. We're getting ready. Hallelujah. And we better be ready, because it's going today, not tomorrow. There's nothing to put off. We got to go today. No more procrastinating. The strong in faith Gentiles shall sit down after in time with the likes of the full overcomers of the Old Testament of Israel. Praise the Lord. But we're still not done. We've got another glory here. There's a second part in the meaning of this word with. And can you imagine this? At a later time, in the middle of. You're going to sit down at a later time in the middle of. You're going to sit down at a later time circled around by. It's exactly what it means. How could that be? You go back to that word in the midst of the throne with him that we read earlier. It has two meanings. Same meanings. At a later time in the middle of. What does he have to witness to us to finally get us to say yes? How many times does he have to come to us with this same precious, wondrous, incredible, amazing love, proposal, message? Will you believe me? I want to be like that centurion soldier. He didn't have to plead with the man to get him to believe. He was waiting for Jesus just to say, Lord, speak it. And here I am, a vessel of his mercy and his grace. I'm sitting in this time. He empowered me, praise the Lord, with the life of his son. The life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. I've got it. And thanks be to God, when I heard the word, when I heard that, Jesse, I want to marry you. Will you marry me? I'll go. And then to see, praise the Lord, of this marriage, of what it meant to him. It wasn't to come in and be a servant and to come in and out. No, 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 no. It was to be glorified together with him. It was to rule and to reign jointly together with him. And now all I just tell him all the time by the Holy Ghost, just speak it, Lord. Hallelujah. And he's speaking it today. Amen. And he that hath an ear, he that hath an ear, let him hear. Do you have that ear? It's all right. You're not bragging on yourself. You're just bragging in the grace of God that's with you. I've got an ear. This is what I hear. And I don't want to sit here and say, well, I don't know why, or I can't tell you why. I do know why. I do know why. Grace chose me. I know why you're here too. You don't have to tell me. It wasn't a car that brought you, or somebody that talked to you, or who brought you in, or anything like that. Same way, grace chose you. And grace did not choose you to hold a palm. It didn't. Grace chose you to wear a crown. Every fiber about your life is to rule and to reign jointly together with him. And here we are, and we hear this message and the layers that he continues to bring forth. How much proof do we need? See, the 10 spies, they knew of that promise. They saw it, but they never entered in because they needed more proof. They needed to see something. They needed to feel something. God, show us something.
Just speak it.
I ask you as we close this up today, has he not spoken this to you? I mean, really, come on. Has he not spoken this to you? You know he has. You can deny it, but he's spoken it to you. And he's given you an ear to hear. It's time. It's time, brethren. And I can see it in our eyes. Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful? Aren't you joyous? Lord, that we're just like that centurion, that Gentile, with great and strong faith. Just speak it. And as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. Let's pray. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank you again for your tender mercies, Lord Jesus. Lord, again, how you draw us. Take the reins of our heart today. Oh, God, let us just give you the reins of it, Lord, and ride us in. Hallelujah. Oh, the glory, the glory, the glory that shall be revealed in you for me. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you. Father, thank you again for this wondrous calling that you have upon us, all because of the blood of your Son. And we give you the praise now and forever in Jesus' name. Amen.